Hey there, my name is Tolulope Ayolubiyo, and I'm a brand strategist, a visual identity designer, a copywriter, and you're welcome to the Dreamer's Diary section. Yep. What up, my people? I'm like back again. It's the Dreamer's Diary, and yup. It's like 12:04 a.m. It's a brand new day. It's the month of March. We are like getting closer to the rainy season, so we should be expecting rain like every day now. That should like at least I don't know. That should wet the ground or something, like bring joy, I guess, or something. I don't know. But I just feel, you know, it's a good sign that we're entering the rainy season. So it's all about, I don't know, just clears the air or something, or just makes it season of abundance or something. I'll attach any meaning you like to it. But, you know, it feels good that rain is falling again for some reason. It's been a while I recorded, you know, an episode. This is like the third episode. And on today's episode, I want to do a voiceover character right now. I don't know which character to go with. Let's see, whose character can I impersonate? Man, there's nobody's character I can impersonate, Jarius. Let me do like a what's it called now? Okay, let's just go with the flow of me, Jarius. On today's episode of the Dreamer's Diary, I will be on today's episode of Dreamer's Diary, I'll be speaking about bonus Grammy. That's the first Grammy in Nigeria. Now, more about bonus Grammy than Whiskey's Grammy. Not to cut, you know, not to take anything out of Whiskey's Grammy, but bonus Grammy was like, you know, the best international album of the year. Yeah, that's an inspiration for everyone that's out there. Like, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, like whatever your dreams are, my guy, my lady, milady. It's not my lady, it's milady. You know, it's valid. Your dreams are valid. Like, your goals are standards. Like, you set them, you can achieve them. There's nothing stopping us, especially now that information is out there. Like, there's nothing stopping you from achieving your dreams. There's nothing stopping you. I know, Nigeria is like minus one, but still, born a Nigerian now. He didn't go outside Nigeria to do his stuff. He was in Nigeria and he did his stuff. I was from Nigeria, they went to the world. So like, there's no excuse. Your dreams are valid. You just have to push and push and push. Like, no excuse. Now said, man, it was a welcome, would I say welcome? I was using the welcome development, but it was dope as, you know. It's just, it was a happy time. Like, knowing that Burna won the Grammy, he was happy. It was good. It was nice. It was lovely. It was everything. I know it doesn't feel like I'm excited because my voice it sounds depressed a lot. Don't mind me, Jerry. I've been trying to clear the air in my life. Like, a lot of stuff have been going on with me. I've been struggling with a lot of things. So naturally, when I speak, liveliness is like, it's like really dim in my voice these days, or for a while now, that's me seeing dumb stuff. But for a while now, my voice has been, or my, when I speak, it's been the excitement in my voice is like, it's not, you don't get that excitement in my voice. Just everything just feels bland these days, and everything is just, you know, it's that feeling, blase, like nothing is really impressive again. I don't know, I get that feeling a lot. It's like nothing is really impressive again. Like, you just look at everything and you're like, bruh. But don't mind me, I don't know. I guess I'm dealing with depression. Like, I guess that's the feeling, you know. I'm like struggling with depression personally. I'm like, you know, trying to push your brand out and you don't get enough, or maybe there's this idea of what it should look like in your head and it's not coming to fruition yet, or it's not hitting the notes you want them to hit, or I don't know. I just feel like there's some sort of stumbling block that I've not yet overcome, and I'm trying to overcome. If I knew what that stumbling block was right now, I would be happy to overcome it. But mentally, I don't know what it is. I feel like there's just one more battle I have to fight. But I don't know what that battle is personally. But I feel like there's just something there that's just like nipping. I just have to like nip it in the bud. Like, I don't know what it is yet, but you know, I think it's Nigeria, Jare. I think it's the fact that we don't have a structure in place. I think that's what's up. Like, there's really no, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's Nigeria. Would it be Nigeria? Yeah, I think it's Nigeria. Like, if you went to like a standard country with structures, you know, working, finding clients, you know, when you get your clients, you know, there's already, you don't need to like start giving this sort of price for this sort of price. Like, there's a standard that, you know, everybody just looks out for, even when they look for a particular brand or something. There's a standard, you know, everybody looks out for. But in Nigeria, man, we tend to drop those standards, like really, really. Even the minimum wage, like crazy. I heard minimum wage like 18,000 naira, and Egypt just increased theirs to like 60,000 naira. So it's, one day we'll fight. We'll win that fight. We'll win that fight. Yeah, the country will be great again. Now we don't have a choice. Just us. Like, Nigeria has to be great again at some point. But till then, man, keep fighting. But you know, enough said. Let's talk about brands today. Yeah, now I the Dreamer's Diary is all about speaking about, you know, this young dude's struggle in life, like how he tried to like get ahead in life and the decisions, you know, I made up to this point in my life and the decisions I'll keep making till I get to my final destination, you know. That's all this Dreamer's Diary is about. Like, that's all I'll be talking about. But today I've been told that I have to like, you know, like niche base my talks or my chats, that I have to like tunnel it down to certain topics or else I would burn out fast. But I don't know, I guess this is not for the radio. I guess so, because all I want to do is just express thoughts in my head. I don't want to start putting myself in this box and this box and this box. I think it should just, what I want it to be, I want it to be like a source of inspiration or motivation. I think that's what I want the Dreamer's Diary to be. And I don't want it to start to look like, I want it to be professional, I'm sorry. I think that's the right word. I don't want it to be professional. I don't want it to start looking like, you know, we have to add this. You know, that's why when they complain that my voice doesn't have that excitement, man. That's just it, man. I just want it to be something people can relate to. I know most people, it's just, they're always like, if they don't learn it, they're not learning anything. Even if they, like someone told me when I dropped my podcast, the link in the forum, person was like, dude, even if I like you personally, like, your podcast has to teach me something. It has to, like, I have to be learning something off of it, and it shouldn't be 1 hour long. But man, I just want to speak about struggles, like my struggles, you know. Sometimes I'll like bring in more people who speak about their struggles, like what they struggle through, like, be it relationship, just the struggle as a young youth in Nigeria now, you're trying to like carve your way out. Like, that's all this podcast is all about. So when you're like telling me to start speaking about special things, or you know, special topics and stuff like that, man, that will kill my vibe. You know, because that's not what I set this out for. So that would mess up my vibe. So enough said. Let me see. So I'll just speak about like a couple of things I'm struggling with right now, and you know what my goal is like the next 2-3 years. Like, let me tell you about my targets. Like, at least in the next 6 months, I have a target of becoming like a professional animator. Like, what if I tell you the things that have been holding me back, you'll be shocked. But for real, what's been holding me back is I've been trying to get my graphics tab for a while now, but I keep postponing it. Even my boss gave me a tab without a pen, so I have to like buy a tab soon, so I'll get that like real soon. Then I've not bought my hard drive because my system is like real full. So I think that's the only thing that is like holding me back from becoming an animator. But basically the software, yeah, it's covered. And man, I think this is like some real personal stuff I'm like saying to you guys. But yeah, I guess that's what this is going to be about. But yeah, my 6 month target, I plan to be an animator in the next 6 months professionally. Yeah. Then another target I'm hoping to hit in the next 6 months would be my merch, like the t-shirt business, yeah, it's going to be up and running. I have a business plan that I wrote up in 2016, and I forgot it about it. I didn't even know it was very concise, and you know, it was detailed and everything. So I don't know, I was going through my Google Drive and I just saw the business plan again, and I was like, wow. I didn't even know it was me that wrote this stuff up. I was like shocked. I was still asking myself, like, guy, where you gonna write this plan up? You know? But I was like, wow, okay. So I think in the next 6 months I would revisit the business plan and tweak it a little bit, because I checked the name online. I think the name has already been taken by an international magazine, but not in Nigeria yet. But that name is, the name was, the name of the whole idea, the whole company was, you know, Modern Caveman. That was like the name of the whole, and then that was in 2016. I think the whole beard gang was 2016, beard gang started springing up. So 2016, I was looking at how to like, you know, retail and commoditize the, you know, the whole feeling of the beard, taking care of men's needs, like the dressing, the shoes, to their socks, to your wristwatch, to your cream, your beard shampoo, your beard oil, to, you know, to your tie, to your cufflinks. You know, I wanted to like, you know, like, commoditize everything, like find a way to like, you know, make that company like the standard for every man's needs, you know, physically, like view and stuff like that. I took up that stuff for like, I was serious about it back in 2016. I met up with someone who's like a bigger bros. He's like one of my, he's a mentor to me. And you know, we spoke about it, and we even talked about percentage and cuts and all that stuff. And we went to see fashion designers that were like, you know, I spoke with them. We talked about how, you know, ideas, how we could bounce off and stuff like that. But for some reason, man, it didn't just work. My head just went to another place, you know, completely. But thank God the plan is still there, so I would revisit it, and I hope I in the next season that I started designing like the t-shirts. So in the next 6 months, I hope to like put that out there. Like I'll start with t-shirts, you know, before I go into shirts, then pants, then you know, belts, every bloody thing, like, man. But you know, I have to tweak that name. Modern Caveman is already taken by an international brand, so, and it's a magazine, so I don't think I would want to, you know, have any problem in the future concerning that. So I'll have to, you know, now bring out on that name, you know, and look at how I would drive that, you know, in today's present economy in Nigeria. Because man, you demand for Nigeria, Omo, you're an OG. You know, because it's like really tough out here in this part of the world. It's like really tough out here. Struggles are really real out here for us. You know, struggles are really real. So that being said, that's like, those are the three things I hope to like accomplish in like the next 6 months. And you know, I'll be like walking you guys through the whole process and everything, and like, you know, struggles that I'll go with. But today was cool, today was nice, today was all right. I had fun today, at least for the first time, like, you know, wow. Like I had fun. Let's speak about, oh yeah, I'm working on like a new logo for a law firm, you know, a firm that protects, you know, your patents and all that stuff, intellectual property, all that stuff. And you know, I've been looking at I spoke with a representative of the client, and I feel I have to like redo my whole design brief, you know, questionnaire. I have to make it more detailed, you know. So yeah, if you're a young designer, man, that's one thing you should look out for, like your design brief, you know. That's one thing you should have, that questionnaire. You should make it as detailed as possible, so the client will be able to communicate what's in their head, their idea, properly for you in words, and you'll be able to like relate and envision what the client has in their head, and you know, whip it up on your screen or in paper or something. So always make that your design brief questionnaire as detailed as possible. And if you are fortunate enough to speak one-on-one with your clients, man, nigga, ask your clients everything. Like, be very, very detailed with your clients. Like, ask them all the questions. So it's advisable to have that brief set out first, so you will even know the kind of questions to ask, to know what the client perceives about your brand, you know. That's one thing I'll leave you with today. Like, I know today's like really odd, like my old chat sex, like me talking and stuff, but don't worry, eventually the whole podcast is still new to me, so eventually I would grow into what niche I want to face. But for now, I will just be like speaking with you guys and like talking about my struggles. That's all. I'll then speak about something from the past, but I feel that's not necessary now. I feel it's cool if I just like talk about this stuff with you. And so this won't be like really short, there's nothing to grab out of it. But yeah, and today I found like clarity in some form, I don't know, like an eureka moment or something, you know. I felt grounded. Yeah, that's the feeling. Like, I don't know what happened to me, but I just had this feeling of being grounded, like close to earth, like mentally. I just felt grounded, you know. But it's all good, man. It's all good. We thank God for life, though. We do thank God for life. Let's see. Let's see. What do I have set out for tomorrow? Nothing personal. But this weekend I'm supposed to take someone out to the Naked Art Galleria, and I don't even know where it is. I don't know what the situation with the galleria is, but I hope it comes out, or it will end up as fun as I picture it in my head. I don't even know if I'm going to go yet, but I hope I go. That's the thing, because I've been wanting to visit the gallery for a while now, so I hope it is as fun as it is in my head. Yup. I think that's like pretty much all I have in my head right now. Like, that's all I have in my head right now. There's nothing really flowing through me right now. It's just, that's all the talks I have in my head right now. So I guess that's enough for now. Yeah, since they said they want it to be short, so I think probably my next podcast will be like much more lively, but today's one is just like small talks and bands and all. But it's just, I don't know, man. Yeah, man, you guys are still not followed me on Twitter. Back to that Twitter ish. Yeah, my Twitter handle is still @YoiFinOlubiyo. I feel like this podcast is boring for some reason. I know I'm not supposed to say that out there, but I have that feeling that, I don't know, today's ebb is low, like really low. It's not flowing. Maybe because they're like trying to pigeonhole me and stuff, and I'm like trying to, like, you know, block some, so it's not flowing. I don't know, it feels it's the word stoic, feels rigid. It's not flowing like it used to. It just feels like I'm trying to like speak on a topic, and I'm like, what topic in my head, you know? And I'm like, because this thing is off the top of my head, so it feels like I'm to speak of on a topic, and I'm trying to pick out what topic to speak on, and you know, and I'm still trying to like do all the maths in my head, and you know, just, so I feel I just want it to flow. So this will just be like, you know, it just be a diary session, and all I'll do is just speak about what's going on with me right now. And if you can find it relatable, thumbs up. If you don't find it relatable, bruh, that's on you. Now said, yeah, it's been a wonderful time. It's been a wonderful 22 minutes. And that's all I have today for my podcast. I hope you do come back around for the next episode, which should be tomorrow. Yeah, do have a lovely day. Bye-bye for now.